Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I hope you all had a great weekend. Happy Sunday. Here we go again. Monday, tomorrow morning, we're back. We're back to doing it all over again. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed our show the other night with author Stephen Taibbi. It was great talking to him again and his book, The Guilt of My Heart. What was it? The Guilt of My Heart. I don't even have it here. I mean, where is it? My heart, living in the shadow, grateful guilt, living in the shadow of my heart. Anyway, Stephen's a great guy, great story. He's a 2-time heart transplant recipient. Most people don't even get one. So, man, he got 2. So just amazing, amazing. And I hope you enjoyed last week with our metalheads. We had on Chuck Wright and Chuck Wright from Quiet Riot. And also, where did I write? I had this all written down. And Jack Starr from Burning Star, new album's out, Quiet Riot, Chuck Wright, he's the bassist from Quiet Riot. His new album is Sheltering Sky. Jack Starr from Burning Star, his new album is Soul of the Innocent. That comes out July 15th. And I can't read my own handwriting. Isn't that horrible? Sheltering Sky is already out. And, of course, you know you can get it anywhere online. But tonight, we have a great, great night tonight. Mother and daughter team, Josie and Tina Marie Pasentino. And Josie, who is the daughter, is 14 years old. Well, at the age of 14. Pardon me, Josie, we wish we were 14, right? From the age of 14, Josie has built her brand and now has this amazing Josie and Music Awards show and so many other entities that we're going to talk about. And I can't wait to let you guys know about it and where you can find out how you could go to it and maybe even submit some music next year. So, again, without further ado, welcome to the show, Josie and Tina Marie Pasentino. Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having us. Hello.
Yes. Welcome to Applause Radio Show.
Oh, we are happy to be here. I appreciate you taking time to talk to us.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. I've already spoken to Mom several times and enjoyed her conversation. Now it's your turn, but I got to get it out because if I don't, it's going to drive me crazy. Josie and the Pussycats. Every time I hear the name Josie, I got to do it. It's my music Tourette's. I can't help it. So, Josie, tell us how you decided to get into doing the shows on Blog Talk. I mean, what was your driving force for wanting to start doing the, I guess everything started with your radio show, and then you branched out from there?
Yeah. What's funny is it was really by accident, honestly. I was 14 at the time, and I wanted to start up a little something with a couple friends of mine at that time. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of just a fun thing to, you know, talk to people, interview people. I love talking. I love meeting new people. So it was just
right.
A perfect fit for me.
Yeah.
And eventually they decided they didn't want to do it anymore. But I got the bug at that point. So I was so into doing it. And then at that time in 2009, I noticed there wasn't a lot of outlets and platforms for independent music and independent artists to share their stories, share their music. So it really got me into promoting independent artists. And so from there on, like you said, it just snowballed into what it is today with the Josie Music Awards and just everything like that. And independent artists was really the driving force for me.
That's great. And the fact that the Josie Music Awards is so huge now, I mean, just amazing. Now, if you're in the 8th annual Josie Music Awards, right, and it's going to be held in October, and tell people how they can submit as an artist for next year, obviously, and what to expect at the Josie Fest, the Josie Music Fest, and the Josie Music Awards show in October.
For to submit next year, it will begin the submission period, and this is a submission for artists for a review by our industry panel.
Right.
So basically, January 15th, 2023 is when it will begin. So mark that in your calendar, everybody. January 15th, 2023, that is where you're able to submit all of your material, songwriters, artists, musicians, also independent record labels and venues. Everyone's able to submit to basically get a great in-depth review by our panel. And then they decide. They're the deciding factor, of course, for if you're nominated or not, and all that stuff.
And that's all genres, actually, right?
Yes, all genre worldwide. So, I mean, you can be from, you know, Italy, or you could be from Germany, and you could submit, and which is really great, you know, to have that worldwide base and independent artists from all genre. So it's great.
Right.
And this year, like you mentioned, we have JMA Fest as another outlet. To be able to feature some incredible independent artists and for them to have a platform to perform. So JMA Fest is going to be October 22nd this year, and we're going to be in the Music Valley Drive area there in Nashville. So we will be taking over stages at the Nashville Palace, the Troubadour Nashville, Nashville Palace, Music City Bar and Grill, Scoreboard. And so we're going to just have, not outside stage, we're just going to have a live, nonstop music running from 12 noon to 9 p.m. And I'm so excited. There's going to be events, different festivities, line dancing, food, drinks, all of what you might find at a festival. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great, great time. And, of course, it's the day before the actual award show, October 23rd.
And that festival is being headlined by Craig Campbell. And is it the concerts at when's the concert? The concert's at 9, I think?
Well, we're going to actually have our evening concert. Yeah, so that's the doors open at 6:30 p.m. for that, and that's pretty much the only ticketed event, that along with our networking mixer. So doors open at 6:30 p.m. for that, and like you said, Craig Campbell is going to be our headliner, and then opening up for us is Rodney Collins and the Tennessee Hustlers and Alex Key. So if you like good country music, that's the show for you, our evening concert at 6:30 p.m., and that's going to be at the Troubadour Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And guys, all you have to do is purchase the concert ticket. The festival is free itself. The festival itself is free.
Yeah.
But, and it just sounds like a fabulous day. I hope you get great weather. Well, October 22nd, that should be pretty good. Yeah, that should be nice weather.
That's
actually beautiful weather. Beautiful weather. What am I, crazy?
Yes.
Now right. Mm-hmm. Now, the Music Awards is on the 23rd. Third, and I think that's going to be held at the Grand Ole Opry House, right?
Yes, October 23rd is going to be held at the Grand Ole Opry House, the 8th Annual Josie Music Awards, and I'm so excited because that's been like a dream venue of mine since the beginning. You know, we had to work our way up. We had to deem ourselves worthy, honestly. Thankfully, they are allowing us to bring the Josie Music Awards to their incredible historic venue. And we are so excited. It's going to be a red carpet. There's going to be incredible performances, award presentations, special guest appearances. It just is going to have it all. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Really? I know. Well, for tickets to the fest, go to tix@jmafest.com. Now, can people purchase tickets to go to the award show as well? And if so, where can they get tickets for that?
for the award show, all you have to go to is josiemusicawards.com/tickets, and you'll be able to go there, or you can go directly to opry.com. It's on their website as well, so if you go on October 23rd in their calendar, you'll find us. It's very easy to get tickets there, and like you mentioned, for the concert, evening concert, JMA Fest, you just have to go to jmafest.com/concert, and you can get your tickets there. It's super easy to do. Come join us.
Yes, and with that, let's play the promo. Check this out, folks. Here you go. Not only did Josie just say it, and I just say it, now Craig Campbell's going to say it. Check it out.
Lord, when I die, I want to live.
JMA Fest 2022 proudly welcomes country music sensation Craig Campbell on October 22nd to JMA Fest for our evening concert at Troubadour, Nashville.
Located at 2416 Music Valley Drive.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. JMA Fest 2022. Craig Campbell goes on at 8. Don't miss it.
Get those tickets now at www.jmafest.com/concert.
Presented by the Josie Music Association and Country Blast Radio. Seating availability is limited, so get those tickets now. See you there.
Nice. There you go. There you go, folks. Yeah. There you go. Go check it out. And you can also just go to Josie Awards, the josieshow.com and josiemusicawards.com too, right? You guys have a website. So you want more information about Josie. Now, Miss Tina Marie, how does mom come into play here? What does mom do and how'd she get involved in all this?
So as far as I'm concerned, she started this at a very early age, and things took off pretty quickly when she kind of went on her own and started doing her own thing. She was too young to sign her own contracts, and I've been a manager for many, many years, so that was that was within my wheelhouse. So we went ahead, and she has always been a lot of the creative, and I've been a lot of the business portion of it, to make this train run down the track. So that's kind of what it's all been about. I was a district manager for a large early childhood learning center when she first got started, and we quickly realized with her schedule that public school didn't work. So we had her moved out to a remote private organization, a school that she went to where it's, kids who are already working in their careers and get schooling a different way. So that's kind of what we did with her. And she blossomed at that. That went really well. I had quit my job at that point to help her because things got a little busy, and we've been a mother-daughter team ever since.
Nice.
So it's been great, yeah.
Nice. Well, that's great. And, I got to say, Josie, I say on this show all the time that anybody can do what I'm doing. It just takes patience and perseverance and the tenacity to want to do it and then have fun doing it. And it sounds like you're having a great time. And I'm so impressed that you did it at the age of 14 and just amazing. God, look where you are now. Can you imagine where you'll be in the next 10 years?
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. And like you said, it's just fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're not enjoying what you do, and it could be anything,
whatever
you want to do, if you're not enjoying it and if you don't wake up every day and just, breathe it and dream it and love it, then it's not for you. And it's something that I really love to do, and it's something I'm hoping to do for the next, 40, 50 years, God willing.
Right. Now, Mom, Tina Marie, now, back in the day, we wouldn't be able to do this, what we're doing now. So it's just, have you ever explained to Josie that, wow, what an opportunity you have here with everything that's going so well? Because back in the day, you would never have this opportunity right now.
No, these things just didn't happen way back when I was a kid.
Me neither.
Even when Josie first started, when she first started doing her talk show, it wasn't a thing, to have young kids, doing something like that. And, she was a rarity back then. There were a few other shows that, hired her on even, and a few hosting places that took her on to do some things because it was cool, it was unique, it was different. And Josie's such a, positive, lovely, kind-hearted spirit. spirit that people just gravitate towards her. It's just always been that way. So, you know, it's been, it's been really, really great. And, you know, I couldn't be any more prouder of her, honestly. So,
absolutely.
Now people do all kinds of stuff. But back then, she was a rarity. The, you know, the people who had been in the radio business and such for, you know, maybe a while, those that maybe at the time when she was a young girl were maybe 40s or 50s, they didn't know what to do with her.
Right. Well, it's...
they were
now,
so confused.
Josie, before you got involved with this, what were your aspirations to after you graduated high school? Because you were only 14, but before you knew about being able to do a show and everything that you could do this, what were your aspirations? Yeah. Was it in the entertainment industry or no?
Yeah, funny enough, I dabbled in singing. I love music. Music has always been my thing. And I was actually signed to a great label that my label mate was Ray Charles' daughter, Sheila Ray Charles. So I had a really cool experience doing that, and I have, you know, I had a single out called Teenage Girl, which is still available everywhere if anybody wants to dig that up.
Oh, cool.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, so back then I just really wanted to get into music and singing and writing, and that was really my big push. And but you know, this radio thing kind of took me by storm. I just enjoyed it so much, and so that the singing part kind of took a back seat. But I do dabble in it every once in a while. But yeah, that was where it all started. That and being a doctor. I wanted to be a doctor as well, but that didn't work out. So it's all good.
Well, now you're a doctor in radio now.
There you go. Exactly.
Great. Now what are you guys doing now? Like, what is the prep for all this? Tell me, for your fest and the award show. What is it? Like, it's in October. What are we in? July is right there. So what's happening now?
Yeah.
What is it? Where are we now with the show?
Well, we were actually recently just down there in Nashville to kind of map out where everything's going to go. We visited all the locations there in Music City Valley there. So we're pretty much planning out events, planning out performers, the timelines. So that's really what's going on currently. And with the award show, that's always been a plan. Like, it's funny because after one award show ends, we start planning it immediately. So we usually have like a whole year to be able to plan this. But yeah, we're working pretty dang hard, don't you think?
We are.
I would think it would take about a year to put something like this together. I mean, the festival itself, I mean, how many acts are going to actually be performing at this show other than, what's his name, Campbell? I forgot. I'm sorry. Right. Craig Campbell. I'm sorry. How many acts are going to be performing?
Yeah, at the festival, between all of the stages, I wager to say we'll have upward of 30, if not more.
Wow.
So that's kind of what we're figuring out right now. But, yeah, so there will be, and it's one day. So we've got a lot of stages going, a lot of activities going, everything happening at once, and it's going to be awesome. We're super excited about it. We can't wait. It's an opportunity for us to give as many independent artists that we work with that we can an opportunity to get a stage and you know, hopefully have some brand new people see them perform and fall in love with them.
Yeah, and we will have six stages. So, I mean, honestly, it could be upward more than 30 because we'll have many different opportunities for different performers that are all genre.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Well, that's great. My God, that sounds like some feat that you're working on to put together. But you've done it for 8 years, so you know it by the back of the back of your hand, I guess.
Yeah. When you do it so long, it kind of is just like breathing at this point. You just, you know what you have to do, you know what you have to put into place, and so you just do it.
Right. It's like second nature now to you.
Exactly.
My pen is dead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to write down and my pens are dying because I wanted to, you know, when you guys get off, I want to make sure I announce some stuff for you. Here, let's see. There's got a whole thing of
pens here. Oh, I appreciate that.
Here we go. There's
I appreciate
a worker.
That.
There's a worker. We got a worker. So what else do I want
worker.
To ask you guys? Oh, boy. I wanted to ask you now, on your show, the Josie Show, Have you always kept the same format? Has it always been, or have you changed it over the years? And what type of format is it? I know you have you interview guests in the entertainment industry, but are they all independent artists or others?
It's actually a mix of both. I mean, I've interviewed incredible artists like Alan Jackson and Eric Church and Scotty McCreary and just many different artists that are on the mainstream that you know today. Also mixed in there, of course, independent artists. And so we do have a mix, and it's interviews. We play some music of theirs as well, of our guests. And this coming Thursday, we're actually going to have Rusty Golden, who is part of William Lee Golden and the Goldens. William Lee Golden is, of course, from the Oak Ridge Boys, and he bands together with his sons, Rusty included. And they're going to actually be performing at the 8th Annual Josie Music Awards. So we are going to have Rusty on to talk about that along with his music. And then we have Dustin Collins, who is an incredible independent artist. So we have a great mix of what we like to do, and I just like to meet and talk to as many people as possible.
Right. Well, I think it's great that you dedicate a lot of it to indie artists. I like to get on as many as I can too, because one thing I do concert reviews and everything, and I just hate when somebody doesn't give someone an opportunity and just shoots them down. If somebody's bad, I won't write it. Okay, I won't write it. I said, who am I to say that they sucked and for you to listen to me? You know what I'm saying? So I don't even say it. I'd rather not, because one person's opinion is not the same as somebody else. So, but, you know, my door is open for indie artists as well. I try to promote anybody I can to on the show. And I love new music. I love music as well. And I specifically love new music. When it's never been heard, I love that. I love that. So, but again, I'm so impressed with you, Tina Marie. If she was my daughter, I'd be very proud. I'm proud of her too.
Oh, I sure am. Absolutely.
Thank you.
She just knocks it out of the park all the time.
Wonderful. Now, obviously this is your full-time gig, right? This is what you do. This is your business.
Well, we do this, you know, most of the time, but we also do have daytime jobs as well, believe it or not. So we do try to fit in a lot of different things. We do have daytime jobs. And then, of course, we're doing interviews, you know, throughout the day most of the times. And then, of course, planning the award show and JMA Fest. So it really is 24/7. We're always doing something. Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to my world. I know. It's the same thing for me. Well, you know the old saying, don't quit your day job, right?
Right, exactly. Well, that's the good part about it is, you know, I always feel like you have to have a backup plan. I mean, my parents always taught me, you know, you can do what you want to do, but always have something to fall back on or something that that also interests you that can actually help you, you know, pay the rent or take care of business, you know. So I think that's very important, you know, to stay grounded, you know.
Right, right. Well, you are definitely a role model to the younger crowd, especially. I mean, that everything you've done, and you must have some kids look up to you in the school as well, that where you used to go to school and whatnot.
Right. And it's so sweet. I mean, I do get, you know, messages from, you know, parents that, you know, listen to my show or have attended, you know, the award show and that, you know, have come up to me and said, you know, I love, you know, what you do and I hope my kids are able to do the same thing. And, you know, at the award show, just the sweetest moment last year, you know, someone, you know, I heard someone say, look, that's Josie over there. And these kids just came barrel-like hugging me, come running up. So it's just such a great moment to be able to share what I do and also get to meet, you know, and inspire kids if that's, you know, an opportunity as well. I love it.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Well, I wish you guys the best with the fest and with the award show. You've definitely got it all buttoned down and, you know, it sounds like it's going to be a great event, both events on 10/22 and 10/22, 10/22 and 10/23. And Oh, my goodness. It just sounds like an amazing two-day event. And is that on a weekday or weekend, by the way? I don't have that in front of me. Is that weekday?
Yeah, that's the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday is the fest. Sunday is the award show. And honestly, if anybody wants to, you know, check out what we're doing, we're constantly updating our website, jmafest.com, and then also josiemusicawards.com. If you go to both of those websites, you'll be able to catch up with what we do. And also, we're all over social networking sites as well. So I think those are the best places to be able to, you know, we're constantly sharing updates and announcements. So
excellent. Well, let's play the promo one more time and then we'll say goodbye. Is that okay?
That sounds great. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Hang on. Let's play the promo and then I'll get back to you. Hang on. Again, this is the JMA Music Awards announcement, guys. Check this out.
JMA Fest 2022 proudly welcomes country music sensation Craig Campbell on October 22nd to JMA Fest for our evening concert at the Troubadour Nashville.
Located at 2416 Music Valley Drive.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. JMA Fest 2022. Craig Campbell goes on at 8. Don't miss it.
Get those tickets now at www.jmafest.com/concert.
Presented by the Josie Music Association and Country Blast Radio. Seating availability is limited, so get those tickets now. See you there.
Get those tickets now, folks. Get them now. They're going to sell out.
Yeah.
Definitely. Is there anything else you guys wanted to add before we run?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I just want to thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. Honestly, I appreciate any time, you know, somebody wants to promote what we do. It's truly appreciated. But I think, you know, just go to the websites and social networking sites if you're interested in attending either October 22nd or the October 23rd. And we'd love to see you. We would. It's going to be a lot of fun. Music all over the place in Nashville.
Yes.
JMA Fest and Josie Awards. Yes. Can't wait.
And also check out the Josie Show as well.
Yes, the Josie Show. You can find us at josieshow.com. We're also on iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you listen to your shows or music, you'll be able to find us. Yes.
Yep. It's Josie and the Pussycats. Do you know that cartoon, Josie?
It's funny enough, I do. My parents really like brought me up watching those all of the cartoons, and Josie and the Pussycat Dolls were definitely something that I was into.
Cool. Good. Oh, that's just great. Great. Well, Josie and Tina Marie, thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. I wish you the best again with the fest and the award show. It's going to be wonderful. And guys, if you love country music and all genres, actually, go check it out. And also, if you want to submit for next year's Josie Music Awards, that submission date starts, I believe you said, January 15th in 2023.
Yeah.
Yes. Excellent.
Yes, January 15th.
And it's all different genres, folks. If you want to submit any music, it's all different genres. So worldwide as well, but not just in the U.S. So check it out if you want to submit for next year, and you could attend this great festival and another great Josie Music Awards.
Yes. Two-day events. I'm so excited. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I just can't wait to meet everybody. It's going to be a good old time. We really are like a JMA family. That's what I like to call everybody who's part of our show is a family, because we all come down, and we have one thing in common, and that is love of music. So.
Right. Sounds like a great time. Excellent. Well, again, Josie, Tina Marie, thank you so much for hanging out, and have a blast. If I make my way down there, I will definitely give you guys a shout-out, and I'd love to attend myself someday. Hopefully I could.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
We'd love that. I'd love to meet you in person. So thank you so much.
Thank you for
having me. Absolutely. Same here. Everybody, Joey and Tina Postantino, check out the Josie Music Awards and the Josie Show and the Josie Fest. October 22nd is the Josie Fest. the Josie Music Fest, pardon me, I got Josie in my brain, I can't get it out, and on 10/23, their 8th annual Josie Music Awards at the Grand Ole Opry House, and go to JosieMusicAwards.com or TheJosieShow.com and check out and try to submit for next year. Submission starts January 15, 2023. Ladies, have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, and have a great time, guys.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All right. You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, boy. What amazing, amazing. 14 years old. What an opportunity. You would never have had this opportunity until now, and I've said it to you guys millions of times. Anybody can do what we're doing. Just do it. You got to do it. You got to make it happen. Find your happy and be happy. This makes me very happy. I mean, as you know, most of you, my regular listeners, I can no longer perform musically. So this is my way of staying in the entertainment industry, and I'm loving it. I don't have to leave my house. I'm in the comfort of my home, and I get to meet some amazing, fantastic, wonderful people. They're all wonderful, wonderful people. And the fact that I'm touching base with icons and idols that I looked up to, or people I used to watch on TV or listen to, is just I have to pinch myself. I really do. I never thought I'd be doing this. Never ever wanted to be I don't know if you'd call me a DJ. I don't know. I never wanted to do anything like this in my life, but I decided to do it about 5 years ago, and it's been going great, and I love it. But as you know, we took some time off, and now we are not going to be coming back on the air until when? Let's see. Probably shoot for, I don't know. No, we can't. We're probably not going to be back on the air until the week of the 18th of July, okay? So I got a couple things going on I need to take care of, and so maybe we'll do a music night. I don't know. We'll do something, though. That I can promise. So I hope you guys are ready to gear up for your week, and thank you again for hanging out with us tonight, and go check out the Josie Music Awards and the Josie Music Fest in October in Nashville, and sounds like a great time. And if you're an indie musician, submit your stuff. And submission date is January 15, 2023, at JosieMusicAwards.com. And they have a panel of professional musicians who are in the industry who accept and tell you. I believe they critique and you know, give you some guidance and advice as well. And then they select their winners for the Josie Music Awards. So sounds great. So do we feel like cranking something up? You know what I feel like hearing? I want to hear this. I love this. So listen, have a great week, everybody. Take care. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you back, I don't know, the week of July 18th looks good to me. So we'll see, okay? Take care. Have a good night. And thanks for listening to Applause Radio Show. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, well, I'm the friendly stranger in the black sedan. Won't you hop inside my car? To the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. My night, I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. inside my car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a local man. Take it to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. Take it anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. You know I love you. Ooh, and I'm your vehicle, baby. All right. Don't you know I love you?
Love
I
you.
Need you.
Need
I
you.
Want you just to have your sky. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.